Welcome to America's Favorite Wellness Hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. I hate starting the show with an apology, but I'm going to. Those of you who in the last few weeks have signed up for the newsletter and didn't get it, I just discovered that they went into not the spam folder on my computer, which I would have noticed, but into the Gmail server. Why they decided that those were spam, I don't know, but I will get caught up on that right away. Subscribers know that this week's blog was kind of a fun sugar quiz, and it was about identifying of a pair of products, which one contained, in one case, in one section, high fructose corn syrup, and in the other, added sugar, refined sugars. And I'm not talking, I mean, it wasn't the easy stuff. I mean, it wasn't soda pops and cookies and the kinds of things that you know, puddings and ice cream and so on, that you know have sugar in them. These are things like prepared meals and canned goods and things up and down the aisles in the grocery store. So I invite you to go to hbnshow.com and click on the picture of all the spoons of sugar. Our listeners who are subscribers also know that this is a pretty important show today, because we're going to be talking about things like autoimmune diseases and neurodegenerative diseases, how to prevent them for those of us who aren't interested in having those conditions, but also reversing it for people who perhaps have been told there's no hope but stay on these palliative medications for the rest of your life trying to control the symptoms. We're going to disavow people of that. And we're going to shock you probably with some foods that you thought were healthy because that's what you'd been told. In some cases, even by me, I will admit it. Now we find out they have a dark side. My guest is Stephen Gundry, MD. He's the director of the International Heart and Lung Institute in Palm Springs, California, and he's the founder and director of the Center for Restorative Medicine in Palm Springs and Santa Barbara. He was cardiovascular surgeon, thoracic surgeon of great note, published just hundreds of papers in peer-reviewed journals and so on, and he kind of got on the path of, boy, there's got to be more to healing than what we're seeing here, and he wrote The Plant Paradox, The Plant Paradox Cookbook, The Plant Paradox Quick and Easy, and his new book, which I find absolutely fascinating, The Longevity Paradox, How to Die Young at a Ripe Old Age. He's a New York Times bestselling author, and we're tickled to have him, especially since we're really putting him through his paces because he just got back last night from Lisbon, Spain. So unless he's really good at sleeping on airplanes and readjusting, he's probably a bit jet-lagged, and we're grateful that he's taking time to be with us today. So don't go anywhere. A very important show coming up, maybe the most important we've done in a really long time. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. Please stay with us. I'm your host, Marty Whittakin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I am pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
Hi, I'm Marty Whitaker. When I researched my new book on aloe vera, I learned why, when you drink aloe vera, it helps so many complaints. Everything works better if the body has improved nutrient absorption, better antioxidant support, and fewer toxins. Studies show that there's a great deal of difference among aloe brands. The magic of aloe vera is in its solids, and unfortunately, too many companies damage them with improper filtration, heat, and enzymes. Distilled aloe tastes like water because it's lost all of those beneficial solids. I chose Lily of the Desert as a sponsor because they do the very best job, and university tests prove it. Lily of the Desert controls every step of the process. They even grow their own plants. Lily of the Desert products contain Allosorb. That's added concentrates of the aloe polysaccharides. Lily does gold standard clinical studies on their products, but they aren't greedy. You can pay more, but you'll get less. Look for Lily of the Desert products at all fine health food stores. Visit lilyofthedesert.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Well, I didn't want to eat up more of our precious time on this show with what I could say about Dr. Gundry's background, but suffice it to say, I'm delighted to have him with us. Good morning, Dr. Gundry. Dr. Gundry?
I'm here.
Hey, hi. Well, thanks for being on under probably less than ideal circumstances. And I just want you to know that I have enough notes and questions for three shows, so I'm hoping that this is just a down payment and that you will come back and we can revisit these topics because you have dug really deep. I don't always get to read the books for my guests. In this case, I've read both of yours and underlined a ton, and as a practicing a certified clinical nutritionist, I was surprised how many aha moments there were in there. But I just want to assure our listeners, if we get a bit technical here and there, bear with us. We're going to circle back and summarize and even give you some kind of fine-tuned tips for shopping and food preparation and so on. Well, let's start. I always like to start the show with why people should care about this topic. And in this case, you mentioned in your book 2 years ago you'd already seen 10,000 patients. Now there are, I'm sure, more than those, and that number, and you have all these readers. Would you give us a sense of what your experience has been when people change their habits, their diet and lifestyle to accommodate either the principles in the plant paradox or now in the longevity paradox, which is an extension of that? What kind of results do you see?
Well, you know, the nice thing about my practice, I actually see patients physically 6 days a week. I actually work on weekends as well. And I've been doing this in my current role for the last 20 years. And every 3 months, we do sophisticated blood tests on everyone that we see. Insurance pays for it, Medicare pays for it. And we've been able to track what changes that we see in people's blood work, as well as what they tell us, when we ask them to remove certain foods from their diet and when we ask them to take certain supplements that they can quite frankly find at Costco or Trader Joe's or Amazon, you know, or take them away. And so we have a large body of evidence to pull from, and that resulted in the plant paradox and subsequently the longevity paradox. But what I find, just to kind of summarize, is that Hippocrates, 2,500 years ago, the father of medicine, said all disease begins in the gut. And he was right. I'm not quite sure how he figured that out that long ago. But all I can tell you is all these sophisticated tests that we have now prove, at least to me and many others, that all disease does begin in the gut. And I paraphrase him to think that all disease can end in the gut if we can stop what's going on with food primarily. And that's what we do.
And what types of conditions? You outline some of them in the books, and these are the kinds of things that the doctors say, well, we don't know what causes that, and we don't have a cure for it, but we can make you more comfortable. Everything from weight loss among people who have had struggled with that for a long time, but what other kinds of conditions totally reverse?
Well, last year at the American Heart Association Lifestyle and Epidemiology Conference, I presented a paper of 102 of our patients who went on the Plant Paradox program for 6 months. Most of these people were on immunosuppressant drugs for rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, MS, and we found that 95 of them in 6 months were off of all medications, were negative for their biomarkers for autoimmune disease. So a 94% success rate isn't bad, I would say.
No.
So, and, you know, Kelly Clarkson is a perfect example. She is not my patient, but she picked up the Plant Paradox book. And she had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, was on thyroid medication. And, she subsequently lost 30 pounds and is off of thyroid medication, and she no longer has Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which most doctors would tell you is impossible. You know, and she was nice enough to have me on her show a few weeks ago to thank me. And so there's an example that no one actually has to come to my clinics to see me, that all the information that we've learned over the last 20 years is in my books.
I've seen her recently, and I thought, well, she's lost some weight. She looks really great. I didn't know that was the story behind it.
And she's been nice enough to publicly, say this, and she's, people were saying on Twitter that she was on some, weird diet with some, Svengali guru that was directing it. And she said, no, I got the book, The Plant Paradox, and I just followed him, and, never even met Dr. Gundry, so it was actually very nice meeting her for the first time.
I'm sure the publisher was very happy about that. You can't buy that kind of publicity for sure. Just another general question before we delve into the basic principles behind both of your books and the programs they represent. Is slowing down aging something more than just preventing the diseases of aging? And for one thing, you said that inflammation is just another symptom. Can you expound on that idea a little bit?
Yeah, we just had Dr. David Sinclair from Harvard on my podcast last week, and David and I have become actually pretty good friends through the years, and he actually thinks that aging should be classified as a disease. That, in fact, there is no evidence, at least in his opinion and certainly in others' opinion, including mine, that aging has to occur with what we know now. And that, as I try to make a case in the longevity paradox, is that we age only because of a either quick or slow but steady breakdown in the lining of our gut. And as that wall begins to deteriorate, just like, say, a wall around a country gets broken down by barbarians, and barbarians are able to get into the country, so too, as that wall breaks down, particles of bacteria get through the wall, and other particles, which I hope we'll talk about, called lectins, which are from plants, this is actually the cause of inflammation. And whether that inflammation occurs in your joints, for instance, in the lining of your blood vessels, causing heart disease, in your brain, causing Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, the root cause of this, it all comes from the same place, just like Hippocrates said.
Yeah. I think he lived in an era when he wasn't distracted by the kinds of things that bother us. He didn't have television. He didn't have he was allowed to think and to look and watch and observe. And I'm sure we would do well to pay attention to what he had to say. And the leakiness of the intestinal tract lining, which we will talk about, and I've heard, and I think you have confirmed, that if you have leaky gut barrier, you also have a leaky brain barrier, and there's a lot of stuff you just do not want to get into the brain. And we, you make the case that our, and I do too. I mean, I'm the author of two books on digestion, and I'm a big fan of you call them gut buddies, our which is a great name for our good bacteria in our intestinal tract, that they have a key role in our health and in maintaining this barrier that we just started talking about, and that people who live extremely long have a different assortment of gut buddies than those who don't live so long. So there's it's beginning to paint a picture that if we don't want things circulating in our blood that are going to harm our cells, our organs, our brain, we have to protect the barrier. In order to do that, we have to pay attention to these bacteria and other microorganisms. What do we feed them that they like and makes them happy and thrive? What are we doing that's killing them off? That's just part of what we're going to be talking about. One of the things that is a guiding principle behind the plant paradox and the longevity paradox is that what plants do, genius, to protect their life and their legacy, they do so by kind of controlling animal behavior, including ours, and it sometimes doesn't work out very well for us. So chew on that while we take this quick break to honor our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Dr. Stephen Gundry.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online, as well as Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216 for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Dr. Here's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
There is information about Dr. Stephen Gundry, as MD, and links to his books and information about his podcast, which I heard about from a cardiologist. Thank you very much. Who told me that he enjoys it, is in the archive description of today's show. And get there, just visit hbnshow.com. On the menu, select listen. You'll see archives. Pick today's date. And there are there's a lot of good information in there, including links to the books. Well, before we get back to the leakiness of our gut barrier and the consequences of that and what to do about it, I just want to say a couple more things about what you say about gut buddies. That this is so true. The reputation is you are what you eat. That's the old saying. You say quite correctly, you are what your gut buddies digest. And we may come back to that. And you also pointed out something that even when I wrote The Probiotic Cure, I hadn't run across this, which I think is so interesting, that in the 1930s, they used fecal transplant, taking good poop and putting it into somebody who was just terribly depressed and got good results. If that doesn't give you a clue how powerful these little critters are, then I don't know what will.
Yeah, you know, we've taught for years, I was certainly taught in medical school that, for instance, feel-good hormones like serotonin were manufactured in the brain or by neurons lining the gut, but we now know that actually most serotonin is actually manufactured by the gut bacteria themselves, and they're then taken to the brain. So the people, I guess, realized this back in the 1930s, but fecal transplant never really caught on until recently for actually other purposes. But we're now recognizing that, you know, it's the bacteria, the 100 trillion of them that live inside of us and on us, really are going to control our fate. Now, a lot of us don't like to think that way, that these little single-cell organisms have that much power over us. But as I talk about in the longevity paradox, only about 8% of what's going to happen to us in our life is going to be, is responsible by our genetic makeup. And about 98% of what's going to happen to us is controlled by our environment and the food we eat that is manipulated by our gut microbiome. In fact, if we did a gene count, 99% of all the genes in us are actually non-human. And they're all those other guys. And so it's actually not surprising that we've kind of uploaded all of our information to the bacterial cloud, if you will, that lives inside of us. And the principle that Hippocrates was saying, and I'm saying, is if we take care of our gut buddies, we're their home, and they will actually take care of their home. And you mentioned something earlier, that if you look at the microbiome of healthy 105-year-old people around the world, they share the same sort of diverse microbiome and types of microbiome as healthy 30-year-olds. And we're now realizing that that's why they're healthy at 105.
Well, and what I have found so interesting, that everything we do, everything we put into our mouth, whether it's food, beverages, medications, everything we do, whether it's sitting on the couch, getting sunshine, not getting sunshine, all of those things affect these little critters, that they depend on us to do our part.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We take care of them, they'll take care of us. In fact, you know, the longevity paradox, you know, shows that, for instance, exercise actually changes the microbiome. It actually makes for a more diverse microbiome. They actually like it for you to go out and take a walk.
And just recently I saw one about sunshine, which was kind of interesting. I think it's a corollary to our vitamin D status. Let's talk a minute about plants, because I think that will help people understand the lectin component of this, which is one of the things that you point out can affect the gut lining and also get across the gut lining and cause trouble everywhere. How do plants, why do plants make lectins and make fructose and do things that helps them survive because it's kind of controlling animal behavior?
Right. Plants were here first. They had pretty good. Nobody wanted to eat them. When the insects arrived about 80 million years later, plants had a problem because they couldn't run, they couldn't hide, they couldn't fight. But they had one advantage in that they were chemists of incredible ability. And some people say they're alchemists. So they make defensive proteins, one of which is called a lectin. Some people think I'm saying lecithin, the emollient. Some people think I'm saying leptin, the anti-hunger hormone, but it's lectin. And lectins are sticky proteins that plants use to either not be eaten or to make sure their babies, their seeds, aren't eaten. And how do they work? Well, they stick to sugar molecules, specific sugar molecules. And these specific sugar molecules line the gut wall. They line the lining of our blood vessels. They line the lining of our joints. They line the spaces between nerves. And lectins are one of the major causes of breaking down the gut wall barrier, which was discovered by Dr. Fasano from Johns Hopkins a few years ago. Gluten is a lectin, and interestingly enough, that's why gluten is so mysterious. So plants want an animal to not feel very good when they eat their babies that they don't want them to eat, and this is how they do it. And a smart animal that doesn't feel very good or doesn't reproduce well or get anxious or depressed, as we talk about in the book, is a very lousy predator. Now, you mentioned fruit. On the other hand, certain plants want you to eat their babies and take their babies in an indigestible shell and walk away and poop them somewhere else with a generous dollop of fertilizer, and the great baby will grow up away from the mommy tree, and that would be a wonderful thing because they'll be out in sunlight someplace and not compete for food. So in that case, they make fruit that's loaded with fructose, and fructose is how we and our great ape cousins store fat for the winter. It turns out we take fructose, which is a toxin, and immediately turn it into triglycerides, fat, or uric acid, which actually causes high blood pressure. And the more we eat of that, the fatter we get. In fact, all great apes only gain weight during fruit season. And believe it or not, fruit season only exists once a year, even in the jungle. And that's how we got fat.
Well, you refer to smart animals don't keep eating those foods. I don't think humans, by and large, qualify as smart animals because we are too distracted, and our instincts might have told us that something doesn't make us feel good, but some expert told us, well, no, it's good for you. You should eat more of that. And so we ignore those signals. and to our detriment. We're going to find out more about these issues. Where do we find lectins? How can we control them? What do we do making selections at the market? Are there food preparation techniques that make things better? And we'll kind of end with a summary of where do you start depending on how good or bad you feel. We'll be right back.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
People say they feel great after a B12 shot. Vitamin B12 is crucial for making energy, red blood cells, DNA, and supporting both mood and balance. Unfortunately, nearly a third of older adults are deficient, as are vegetarians and those using antacids for heartburn. In fact, most of us might benefit from getting more B12 than is in our multivitamins. Vitamin B12 teams up with vitamins B9 and B6 to create melatonin and the happy hormone serotonin. This 12-9-6 trio also helps metabolize homocysteine to support both heart and brain health. All three vitamins are absorbed and used much better in their natural active forms. For example, vitamin B6 as pyridoxal 5-phosphate and vitamin B12 as methyl B12. Vitamin B9 is safer and more useful as methylfolate than in the cheaper synthetic form, folic acid. What could be more convenient than Jarrow's lozenges? Ask for Jarrow's methyl B12 and methylfolate lozenges in lemon or higher potency cherry flavor at natural food stores nationwide.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
A surgeon can install an artificial knee or hip, but wouldn't it be better to regenerate your original? Steroid shots may give temporary relief from chronic back pain. However, they are limited because they make the underlying problem worse. The exciting new frontier of medicine is stem cell therapy. As youngsters, our own stem cells quickly fix problems. Sadly, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers as we age. Now we can replace them so they can get to work on trouble spots. Please understand that not all stem cells are alike. Your host, Marty Whittakin, recommends Infinity Stem Cells because they are the safest and most effective. The process is simple, virtually painless, affordable, and requires no time off work for recovery. Read Marty's article at hbnshow.com. Just enter stem cells in the search box. Call 972-303-0683 for your no-obligation consultation. Tell them Marty sent you, and it will be complimentary. Call 972-303-0683 today.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
My guest, Dr. Stephen Gundry, is the author of The Plant Paradox, The Longevity Paradox, and coming up this coming week, I already have my order in for the Plant Paradox Family Cookbook to help us kind of reimagine how to make meals. I'm just thinking, commerce isn't helping us out at all in making fruits available year-round, not just in the fruit and fattening up season. I think we'll get back to that when we talk about making trips to the grocery store. And let's get back to lectins. Which foods, Dr. Gundry, commonly eaten, even with a reputation that, hey, this is something necessary and good for you, which ones are high in lectins?
Yeah, so the major lectin-containing food groups are most of the grains and pseudo-grains, like wheat, brown rice, quinoa, believe it or not, buckwheat. These, in general, are plants seeds with hulls in them. There actually are two grains that don't have lectins, and that's sorghum and millet. And those are actually perfectly safe. The other major lectin-containing food groups are the nightshade families, potatoes, eggplant, tomatoes, peppers, and even goji berries. And then the bean family. Beans have some of the highest lectins of really any food. And that includes any of the legumes, the lentils. And peanuts are actually bean, the peanut lectin. We actually 95% of humans carry a preformed antibody to the peanut lectin. That's why we react to them. And cashews. Cashews are actually part of the poison ivy family, and I don't see a lot of people rushing around eating poison ivy. And cashews do the exact same thing as poison ivy does on the inside of us.
Oh, my.
So those are the biggies.
Well, and those happen to be a lot of things that people have been going out of their way to get. You made me think back to I used to give lectures and compare whole wheat bread with white bread and all the reasons that white bread was bad and whole wheat bread was good. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I could tolerate the white bread better than I could the whole wheat bread, and I never understood why until I read your book. I'm like, oh, aha, that's why. My body doesn't like the lectins that are in the whole wheat. Not that white bread is something we ought to be eating for other reasons. It's the blood sugar and so on. But
sure. You're absolutely right. I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago, we had the offer from one of the labs called Berkeley Heart Lab to have a clinical nutritionist come to our office and help educate people. And I said, hey, that'd be great. And this wonderful woman, who's still my very good friend and patient, came. And a couple days into it, she just was watching me. And she went into my administrator, and she said, I can't stay here. This goes 180 degrees against everything I've been taught. This is horrible. I cannot stay here and listen to this.
Heresy.
And participate. Heresy. And my administrator said, I'll tell you what, just, stick around for 2 weeks, watch, look at the labs, talk to the patients, and see what you think. Well, that Christmas, she wrote me a lovely Christmas card. She said, thank you for allowing me to see miracles every day. And she, like myself, completely turned around her thinking of what she had been taught as a clinical nutritionist and what I had been taught as an MD. And we forget that healthy whole grain goodness is really a recent advent. When I was growing up, we were having Wonder Bread, and there wasn't a whole lot of autoimmune disease. But when people were told to eat whole grains, the wholeness had been thrown away for thousands of years. This is when things started going wrong. So I will tell anyone who will listen, 4 billion people use rice as their staple, and yet 4 billion people use white rice rather than brown rice. And any, nutritionist would know that how stupid 4 billion people are.
Yeah, really?
The brown rice is so much healthier. Well, they're not stupid. They've figured out that, the hull has the problems. And the Italians weren't stupid in using white pasta, and the French weren't stupid in having white baguettes and white croissants. They were throwing away the bad stuff.
And they take that and they feed that to animals, which might be a whole other show to talk about what we do.
That's
to animals.
That's another show.
And, they come back and bite us. Well, I can just hear the eyes rolling all over our listening audience and say, well, what does that leave to eat?
Well, I try to convince people that we should eat like it's 9,999 years ago, before the advent of modern agriculture, when grains and beans were introduced. And that means that we ate, quite frankly, a lot of leaves. We also ate a lot of tubers, things like yams and sweet potatoes and turnips. These were actually part of our diet. We also ate grass fed grass-finished animals, and we ate wild seafood and wild shellfish. And that should constitute the majority of our diet. What we didn't eat was anything in a package, quite frankly. And we forget that up until 1492, no European, no Asian, no African had ever been exposed to a plant from the Americas, from North or South America, until Christopher Columbus started Columbian trade, as it's called. So none of us had ever seen corn. None of us had ever seen quinoa. None of us had ever seen a tomato, a potato, an eggplant, and or a goji berry. Actually, goji berries were called wolf berries. They're actually from America. So these are all modern foods that most of us haven't eaten for 500 years, much less thousands of years. In fact, very scary. None of us have eaten corn until about 500 years ago. But if you look at the carbon atoms in the typical American, and corn has a unique carbon atom that you can identify. It's called a C4 carbon. And if you look at the carbon atoms in modern human in America, we're about 70% corn carbon atoms. If you look at a modern European, they're about 5% corn molecules. And that's pretty doggone scary for something we never ate until 500 years ago.
Yes, and I would point out there haven't been double-blind crossover placebo-controlled studies showing that corn was safe, or sugar, or an excess of fructose, or a bean diet, or a lot of the things we're talking about. So we, again, are trying to go against the original plan. And the premise of this program is that we are by nature healthy if we follow the prime directive. Give the body everything it needs for optimum function, and don't gum up the works with things it can't handle. And two, the list that included smoking and excess drinking, now we're adding lectins. Maybe we can talk about WGAs and some other things when we come back with Dr. Stephen Gundry, my guest. Please stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast-dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune-boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Would you like to increase your energy level, think more clearly, get more restful sleep? Perhaps you need to improve your mood or get rid of headaches. Or maybe you have loved ones struggling with ADHD, Alzheimer's, a concussion, or Parkinson's. At HM3 Light, we offer the amazing Brain Light Pro, which helps with all of those issues and more. There are over 300 studies showing that this special type of light therapy provides improved blood circulation to the brain and reduced inflammation. It also creates new blood vessels and neurons. Those benefits, along with detoxing the brain, can help post-stroke patients. To ask for studies that pertain to your particular interest, or to ask about our lease-to-own program, call 800-580-1102. At HM3 Light, we're here to help you enhance, strengthen, improve your brain health with our Brain Light Pro. 800-580-1102. 800-580-1102.
The Healthy by Nature Show and its host, Marty Wittekin, recommend brands that are backed by science. For example, one founded by Dr. Emick Blair, Ph.D., an award-winning chemist who is working to establish high standards for CBD in the holistic health industry. Through his extensive research, clinical studies, and passion for health, he has become a leader in the field of CBD delivery, absorption, and effectiveness. Dr. Blair has developed the next generation liposomal solution and delivery system, CellGate, using liposomes that make a protective coating around formula actives to mimic how the body naturally absorbs nutrients. Studies show that CellGate preserves most hemp compounds well into the small intestines, delivering an absorption rate 20 times higher than regular hemp and 10 times higher than any other CBD found on the market. The brand, Puffin Hemp, is an all-natural and laboratory-grade CBD formula. Link to Puffin Hemp from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit puffinhemp.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Since there are something on the order of 100-plus autoimmune diseases for which the mantra is no known cause, no known cure, I can just about guarantee that every one of our listeners, if you don't have one, you know somebody who does. And if you don't want to take my word for this change in eating pattern or Dr. Gundry's, take Kelly Clarkson's, whatever gets you to look at the possibility that maybe you are making yourself sick with what you eat. Before we get back to grains and then how to prepare foods to reduce the impact and then our summary, just a quick note. I noticed we had the break before last, there was a commercial for Longevinix, and I know you don't sell supplements in your office, but you do point people in your book to products that you know are good, and one of the ones that you mentioned was Longevinix. Is that something that you personally take?
Yes, I've actually been taking Longevinix for 15 years now, Bill Sardi has become a big fan of mine. He thinks that I'm one of the folks out there who at least gets it right. I do, of course, have my own supplement company, GundryMD.com. But interestingly enough, I don't sell my own supplements in my office, and I point people towards Amazon or Costco or Trader Joe's or, for instance, like Longevinix.
Yeah, well, they are a sponsor of the show, and it's a product that I take and respect very much as well. In my book on the probiotics, I talk about how gluten causes zonulin to be formed, and that loosens the little bungee cords that holds the cells together and causes leaky gut. But There is another, besides gluten, you mentioned WGA, which you can talk about as mimics insulin, but it isn't anymore just the grains themselves, which would be problem enough, but they come with some baggage of Roundup and all of these chemicals that we use so indiscriminately. So let's pick up at that point.
Sure. Just a quick mention, WGA is wheat germ agglutinin, which is actually on the – gluten is actually on the inside of the grain. That wheat germ agglutinin is on the outside. And it's a very, very tiny lectin. It's a small molecule, and it doesn't need to disrupt the gut wall to get absorbed. And WGA is very unique in that it will attach to an insulin receptor and actually pump sugar into a cell to make fat, but on insulin receptors on muscles, it will actually block sugar from getting into a muscle, and the same thing happens into the brain. So this whole advent of whole grain, particularly whole wheat, has prompted us to be swallowing large amounts of WGA, and I propose in all my books that it's one of the main reasons we're all so fat and tired and not thinking clearly anymore because of this molecule, which most smart societies had been discarded for thousands of years. So that's WGA. You make a very good point. Most of our commercial foods, whether it be beans, whether it be grains, whether it be canola, have been sprayed with Roundup, which can
glyphosate. Glyphosate was actually patented by Monsanto as an antibiotic. And that's what it does. It actually kills bacteria. And it destroys our microbiome. And the researchers at MIT have shown that glyphosate in and of itself will disrupt the gut wall. So glyphosate is in everything. I'm sure everyone's seen the news that of like 33 oat products, glyphosate was in high amounts in these oat products. So, you know, our breakfast cereals for our kids, our granola bars, our granola is tainted with glyphosate. It's in almost all California wines, unfortunately, even a couple of organic ones. And we also have to realize that the organic label has been so diluted that depending on the labeling agency, only 70% of the product has to be organic to still get an organic label, which is pretty unique, probably, to this country. So glyphosate is everywhere.
And you mentioned that 93% of the blood that was tested had glyphosate in it. I mean, we're all carrying it around.
It's in pregnant women's milk. It's really scary.
So the more we can go with non-GMO and in things that we should even be eating to begin with. I don't want to run out of time before we only have a minute in this segment and then 3 minutes more. I want to give people some hope about how they can reduce lectin. You mentioned peeling and seeding tomatoes, which has a historic element. I want to know about fermenting, pressure cookers, Instapots, and I want to remind people you already have one cookbook out. There's another one coming out this coming week that's kind of focuses on these pressure cooker and Instapot recipes. Please do stay tuned. My guest, the author of The Longevity Paradox, is Dr. Stephen Gundry. He's also the author of The Plant Paradox and making some big waves. We are a little tardy in having him on this show. I took too long trying to figure out how to present this that I just didn't totally freak people out. Not sure I accomplished that, but we're doing the best we can here. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Call 800-247-5731, 800-247-5731. Of course, those details are also on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.